Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The endings of video games can have different effects on players. Some leave you punching the air, others leave you asking what the hell just happened. But for this list, I want to talk about the conclusions that left us actually unable to even form a proper, considered reaction. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 video game finales that left you speechless. Number 8, Prey. One of the most underrated sci-fi titles, well, ever really, Prey absolutely deserves more love. Trapping you on a space station that's been taken over by a mysterious alien entity, the beginning of the game turns out to be nothing more than a simulation, giving you your first clue that you shouldn't trust everything that you see. After spending hours trying to figure out how to defeat the alien menace and, in classic sci-fi fashion, stop it getting to Earth, the end again uses the same simulation trick, as it turns out that not only was everything you just played happening inside a simulation of an event that previously happened, and therefore the opening itself was a simulation inside a simulation, but it was all one big test designed to test your humanity, as you're really in control of one of the alien beings that you've been previously fighting. It turns out that Earth is already overrun, and every choice you made in the game, and even how you upgraded your character, has influenced whether or not it has a chance of being saved. So yeah, talk about twists upon twists. Number 7, Mafia 2. Mafia 2 tells the tale of Vito Scaletta as he rises to power in the criminal underworld with the help of his childhood friend Joe. And it works so well because these two central characters feel like a real dysfunctional family. However, while Joe and Vito are as thick as thieves, the former's explosive and erratic behaviour has a habit of getting them both in hot water when it comes to their criminal enterprise. It's Vito that seals their fate, though, as it's revealed that he has been unknowingly working for the man who killed his father the whole time. Vito gets his revenge and kills his father's murderer, but this kicks off a war between the different crime families in the process. The two look doomed, but fortunately the head of the Vinci family offers the pair a lifeline and brokers a deal to spare Vito, who is now wanted by just about everyone in the city if he kills the head of the Falcone family. Vito quickly gets the job done to save the people he cares about, but at the very last minute, it's revealed that sparing Joe's life wasn't part of this deal at all, and the game ends while you watch your friend being taken away to get whacked somewhere. Number 6, Final Fantasy VII Remake. Going into Final Fantasy VII Remake, most people vaguely knew what to expect, that being a ridiculously expensive, high-fidelity remake of the first part of the seminal Final Fantasy VII. I mean, come on, the clue is in the name. And in a lot of ways, that's exactly what they got. Well, until the very end. Final Fantasy VII Remake doesn't quite follow the original beat for beat. Every time it diverges and threatens to veer off too far from what fans know, though, it's pushed back on course literally in the game by specters that show up to make sure events play out as they should and as they did in the original title. These embodiments of fate keep the plot on the same lines of the original until the very end. Here's where things go completely insane, as fate itself is vanquished and the final cutscenes reveal that this isn't your granddaddy's Final Fantasy VII. We're now in a new timeline where people who were supposed to be dead are alive and vice versa, and the story has now opened up massively. It leaves newcomers and longtime fans with only one certainty, that being, from here on out, all bets are off. Number 5, Disco Elysium. Trying to sum up the plot of Disco Elysium would probably take an entire video for itself, so for the sake of this entry, all you need to know is this. In this game, you're a total liability of a man who has woken up with amnesia one day, realized he's a cop, and with the help of his partner, is forced to get his act together to solve a crime that's happened in town. The entire game is a wild rollercoaster ride of politics, dark humor, and roundhouse kicking annoying kids in the chops, but the ending brings all of the game's different themes and narratives together in a satisfying, deeply moving way. After you solve the issue of the murder, which is absolutely not where you expect it to be from the evidence, you're confronted by other people from your station as you go to leave. Here, they and your partner assess the kind of person you've been and how you, the player, has built this detective over the course of the game, whether that's good, bad, or anything else in between, as you ultimately put all of the chaos in the rearview mirror. The music here is beautiful, harsh truths are laid out, and as the credits roll, every player can't help but reflect on the journey that got them to this point. Number 4, The Last of Us. The Last of Us will stand the test of time because it refused to go down the route of most apocalyptic media. All game long, the title has you on the edge of your seat, wondering whether Joel or Ellie is going to meet some kind of tragic fate by the end, but that conclusion would have been far too cliche for Naughty Dog at the time. So rather than end the game in the predictable way of either having one of the characters die or the entire world being saved, they instead have Joel embark on a full-on murderous rampage at the climax, wiping out the supposed good guys you've been trying to help all game in order to stop Ellie from undergoing a surgery with them that would kill her, but potentially save the human race. After all of this, Joel lies to Ellie about what actually happened while she was under anesthesia, spinning a story about how she wasn't really needed and how the pair were allowed to leave and just return home. You can tell in this moment that she doesn't believe him entirely, but as she says a final okay and accepts the lie, players are left in silence contemplating what could come next for these characters, and now, thanks to The Last of Us Part 2, we finally know. Number 3, Ghost of Tsushima. Though a lot happens over the course of Ghost of Tsushima's plot, the backbone of it is the relationship between playable character Jin and Lord Shimura. Shimura is a samurai through and through, a man who puts code and honor above everything else and won't stoop to what he sees as barbaric levels to fight an invading force, even when he and his soldiers are losing badly. This is how Jin starts as well, but over the course of the story, the character embraces these dishonorable actions in order to emerge victorious. Seen now as a threat to the samurai and their way of life, even after saving their island, the finale sees these two family members forced into combat in a fight for their respective ideologies. After Jin inevitably wins, the player is then given a choice. Give Shimura the honorable death that he requests in the moment, or deny him even this and allow him to live. Whichever ending you choose, you'll be left wrestling with your emotions and feeling hollow seeing the pair's relationship come to this bloody end. Number 2, Soma. Waking up in a decaying and desolate underwater lab, formerly home to the last vestiges of humanity after an apocalyptic event wiped out most life on Earth, you spend the majority of Soma figuring out a way to save the human race from complete extinction. Unfortunately, the planet itself is beyond repair, and there are absolutely no resources that will allow you to escape anywhere in the flesh. However, soon you realize that while your body might be doomed, your consciousness can still live on as a separate entity. Previously in the game, you swapped your consciousness out to a new robotic body. So the idea is that you can upload your mind to the Ark, a physical bit of technology home to a virtual reality paradise that will be shot into space and hopefully avoid the destruction of the surface. It sounds like a pretty bad, but a pretty good plan. So you get everything you need, you overcome the odds, and you hit that button on this Hail Mary plan, only to then end up in the exact same position at the bottom of the ocean when the upload is completed. Though it seems doomed, you didn't actually fail in this moment. It just turns out that the uploading process isn't really a transfer, but more of a copy. A version of you has indeed made it onto the Ark, it's just that it's not the version you've been in control of for the whole game, a version which you now have to watch become resigned to a fate of slowly going insane on a dying planet thousands of miles underwater. Number 1, Kentucky Route Zero. Kentucky Route Zero is a weird, abstract experience that uses the framing device of a delivery man attempting to drop off a package to a house he's not familiar with to introduce players to a wide array of tragic characters all looking for some kind of connection. They're ostensibly all looking for a sense of place and purpose, which isn't easy in this psychedelic reality they live in that's part Twin Peaks The Return and part just pure black abyss that swallows people up. The final episode in the indie extravaganza finally sees the team, minus the delivery driver, reach their destination and deliver the parcel. The town itself has been ravished by a recent flood, which claimed 2 casualties, a couple of horses known as the neighbors. The neighbors. The neighbors, do you get it? It's good. I like it. I like it a lot. A funeral is then thrown for them that you're invited to as people pay their respects while a song is sung, which somehow distills the entire game down into an extremely emotional moment. Before you know it, you'll be crying your eyes out at this pair of dead digital horses as the weight of the entire experience suddenly catches up to you. Even now, I can't really pinpoint why it's so emotional, but good lord do I know in the moment, it definitely, definitely was.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.